Welcome. We're so glad you've joined us this Easter weekend. Many of you might know what Jesus did for us on the cross 2,000 years ago, but today you're going to experience it in a new way. To make the journey go smoothly, please keep pace with the lead car as it moves between stations. For everyone's safety, please remain in your car and maintain the flow of traffic. Easter is God's story, the story of His love for you and me. Before time began, God existed. He created this world perfectly, including perfect people. But the first man and woman chose to go against God, and because of that, sin and death entered the world. Instead of giving up on us, God loved us so much that He sent His Son to bring us back to Him. Jesus came and lived a sinless life. Then He died on the cross to pay for our sins. But He didn't stay dead. On Easter morning, Jesus rose from the grave and broke the power of death. If we believe and follow Him, we too can rise in victory and live with our Father in heaven forever. As you drive through the different stations, you'll hear from people who were there that first Easter. We begin with the story on Good Friday, the day Jesus died. At the first stop, you'll meet one of the Roman soldiers who stood guard at the cross. He's called a Roman centurion.
Do you know the King of the Jews? Before today, I'd only heard stories about the man, that he was a great teacher, a healer, and a miracle worker. He'd helped a fellow centurion when his servant was about to die. Though the servant was miles away, with just a word, Jesus healed him. I've worked hard to get where I am today as a Roman centurion. I'm one of the most feared men in all of Jerusalem. I execute the law, I arrest people, and I put them in prison. The worst criminals are crucified. We beat them with a whip made up of thongs containing embedded pieces of bone and metal. Then we fasten them to a cross and wait for them to die. I have crucified many men, the worst kind of criminals. But today was different. Today they asked me to crucify a good man, one unlike any I'd seen before. His name was Jesus. Some called Him the King of the Jews. Others called Him the Messiah. But today, the crowd mocked and spit on Him as He carried the cross to Golgotha. At Golgotha, we nailed His body to the cross by pounding spikes into His hands and feet. Then we raised the cross to the sky and waited. Crucifixion is slow, an excruciating death. But before He died, Jesus changed my life. As a Roman centurion, I have seen courage. I thought I knew bravery. But as Jesus hung on the cross, He said words that I will never forget. Looking down at the crowd that was still shouting insults at Him, He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." In His greatest hour of agony, Jesus forgave us, the ones who were crucifying Him. Suddenly, the sky turned black, absolutely black, for 3 hours. Finally, Jesus took His last breath. And instantly there was a massive earthquake. Thunder and lightning, big boulders split wide open. The words came out of my mouth before I could stop them. Truly, this was the Son of God.
It was a sad day when Jesus died, but it was a day that would change everything. Jesus, God's own Son, had been crucified by the people He came to save. It seemed like a terrible mistake, and nearly all His disciples scattered because they were afraid of being arrested too. They didn't know it was part of God's plan. Let's go back to the beginning of the Easter story and hear from the people who knew Jesus best.
Jesus is gone. My beautiful Son is gone. I'll never forget the day an angel appeared to me and told me I was going to have a baby and that I should name Him Jesus. I was just a teenager. I wasn't even married at the time. The angel said the baby would come from God, that He was God's own Son. I was so afraid, but I was willing. After Jesus was born, we took him to the temple to be dedicated. A wise old man named Simeon blessed the baby and prophesied over him. But then he said something strange. He told me a sword would pierce my soul. Today, my soul was pierced as I watched Jesus die. I thought God had sent him to save the people of Israel, but how can that happen if he's dead? Yet, over the years, I've seen God protect our son when people wanted to kill him. Surely, if God allowed this to happen, he must have a plan. Our Heavenly Father always knows best, even when we don't understand. John, you were one of Jesus' disciples. Tell them about my son.
I will never forget the day that I met Jesus. He found me while I was fishing at the Sea of Galilee. He said, "Follow me, and I will make you a fisher of men." So I left my boat and my nets, and I did exactly that. And for 3 years, I walked with him. I listened as he spoke to massive crowds with so much wisdom. I saw miracles, miracles like the world had never seen before. I became a different man because of Jesus. You see, my brother James and I had been known as the Sons of Thunder. You did not want to cross the Sons of Zebedee. But watching how Jesus loved people, how he lived, I'm a different man because of Jesus. We thought he was the Messiah, the Savior of the world. But now, he's gone, and I'm really not sure what to believe. Jesus tried to tell me and the rest of the disciples that he would die and rise again after 3 days. But we didn't want to listen. We wanted him to rise up and overthrow Rome and set up his kingdom. Now it seems like everything is ruined. Yet somehow, deep inside, I know this can't be the end.
The night before Jesus died, he celebrated Passover with his 12 disciples. After dinner, Jesus showed them his love by serving them and washing their feet. He told them important things that they needed to know. Let's hear what Peter has to say about his part of the story.
Jesus was my very best friend. I thought I was a good and faithful friend until a few days ago. Last night, after dinner, Jesus told us, "Where I am going, you cannot follow now, but later you will follow." "Where are you going, Lord?" I asked. "I will follow you anywhere. I will even lay down my life for you." Jesus looked at me and said, "I tell you the truth, this night before the rooster crows, you'll deny me 3 times. "I will never deny you," I said. "I would die first." But Jesus didn't argue. He never argued. He just said what he said. Later that night, Jesus took us up to pray with him in the Garden of Gethsemane. But we were so tired that we fell asleep. He woke us and asked us to pray. I could tell that he was really burdened. But we fell asleep again until he woke us up with these words, "Arise, behold, the betrayer's at hand." Suddenly we were surrounded with Roman soldiers and religious leaders carrying clubs, swords, and torches, and leading them was Judas. I grabbed my sword and cut off one of the servant's ears. "Put your sword away," Jesus told me. "He who lives by the sword dies by the sword." Then he healed the man's ear and went away willingly with the men who had come to do him harm. Though the rest of the disciples scattered, John and I followed the soldiers to the home of Caiaphas, the high priest. As I waited in the courtyard, several people accused me of being with Jesus. "I am not," I told them. "I don't know what you're talking about." The soldiers were beating Jesus. They slapped him and punched him. They ripped out chunks of his beard. But I didn't do anything. I just stood there like a scared child. "You're one of them," someone said. "Your speech gives you away." I began to curse and swear. "I do not know the man. I do not know the man." Just then the rooster crowed, and Jesus looked at me. He looked at me with such sorrow. He felt sorry for me. I turned and ran away as fast as I could, weeping bitterly. I'd betrayed my very best friend.
It must have been a confusing time for Jesus' followers. Their teacher, their Messiah, the hope of Israel, had been crucified. All the things they thought Jesus would do seemed to come to an end. Only John and a small group of women were brave enough to go to the cross. One of them was a woman named Mary Magdalene. We'll hear her story at the next station.
I'll never forget the day I met Jesus. He was so good, so gentle, and so kind, I felt unworthy. But he met me with compassion and love. He made me feel safe and complete, fully accepted. But you need to hear my story to understand. I grew up in a village in Magdala, along the Sea of Galilee. My family was rich in money, but poor in love. I tried to fill the emptiness inside with relationships, but instead, I just fell deeper and deeper into sin. I was so miserable, but I couldn't stop. Eventually, evil spirits began to control my life. I don't have words to tell you how horrible my life was. But then Jesus came to me. He cast out 7 evil spirits, and he forgave my sins. He broke the spiritual chains inside of me and filled my emptiness with love that was pure and powerful, the kind of love that gives and doesn't take. I just wanted to be near him, so I became one of his disciples. I watched how he cared for every person he came into contact with. He started his days early in the morning by praying to his Father. Then he spent the rest of the day performing miracles, healing people, and teaching them about God and his kingdom. But there were men who hated Jesus, proud men who didn't want to lose their religious position or authority in Jerusalem. Finally, they arrested my Jesus. They held a crooked trial, took him to Roman authorities, and demanded that he be crucified. I was there when they nailed Jesus to the cross and hung him between 2 common criminals. I held his mother as he wept and watched her son suffer in agony. But even at the end, Jesus thought of the ones he loved as he asked John to take care of his mother. He took deep breath and said his final words, "It is finished," and then he died. I don't understand any of this. Why did we kill the only one who could save us? Why did we crucify God's precious Son?
After Jesus died, a man named Joseph of Arimathea was allowed to take Jesus' body and bury him. Joseph and a man named Nicodemus wrapped Jesus' body in spices and linen and laid him in a new tomb cut into a rock. A huge stone was rolled over the entrance and soldiers guarded it. But that wasn't the end of the story. Let's see what happened next. You might wonder why we call the day Jesus died Good Friday. It's because of all the wonderful things Jesus accomplished on that day. When he died on the cross, he took the punishment for our sins and made it possible for us to be reunited with our Heavenly Father. But then, something even more wonderful happened. On the morning of the third day, Mary Magdalene got up early to go to the tomb. "Look, here she comes. Mary, what are you doing?"
"I'm taking more spices to the tomb. I'm worried about how I'm going to get into the tomb, though. There's a big stone in front of it. I hear it's being guarded, too. I hope they let me in. Maybe the guards will roll the stone away." Look, the stone is already rolled away. Where's the guards?
Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Go, tell his disciples.
Yes, yes, of course I'll go. Jesus isn't here. He's risen. He's risen. He's risen. Peter, John, come see. Look in the tomb. Jesus is risen.
Mary's right. The tomb is empty. Jesus isn't here.
Peter, remember what he said? The Son of Man must be crucified and on the third day be raised again.
Yes, he did say that. He's risen, John. He's risen. Yeah!
Jesus is risen indeed!
I hope today's journey has helped you understand why Easter is the most important day in the history of our planet and the happiest. On Easter, God fulfilled his promise to send his Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. You met several people today whose lives were changed because of Jesus, and your life can be changed as well. If you'll accept what he did on the cross for you, you can live with him in heaven forever. Best of all, you can have a personal friendship with Jesus here on earth. You can do that by following these steps. A. Ask Jesus to forgive your sins. B. Believe that what Jesus did on the cross is enough for you. And C. Choose to follow Jesus with all your heart. Thank you for joining us today. If you have any questions about Jesus and what it means to follow him, you can contact the Assembly of God Church at 363-2510 or contact any Bible-focused Christian church. Be sure to pick up your candy bag on the way out of the fairgrounds, as well as a flyer with information on how you can grow in your walk with God. Happy Easter, everyone!